Ready to start thinking about the weekend? Well, Dalia Colon, producer of WUSF's new food podcast, The Zest, recently visited the Columbia restaurant to get a lesson on how to make a mojito from owner Andrea Gonsmart-Williams.
You know, a lot of people are intimidated by trying to make a mojito at home or trying to make a sangria at home. But really, once you have the base of it, it's pretty easy. What we do is you got to start with a simple syrup. And we actually boil our simple syrup is equal parts of water and sugar, which gives you that sweetness. And the idea behind making the simple syrup is the sugar will dissolve, obviously, easier into your drink if it's made into a simple syrup. We actually boil our simple syrup with mint in it. So that way you already have that essence of mint, so you don't have so much pressure to have to muddle the mint so hard to get that flavor in. So we've got a pitcher filled with ice and some of our mint simple syrup. And it's pretty simple. You start with any light rum of your choice. We are using Bacardi Superior today. That's what we use in our restaurants right now. But if you want to use something like a spiced rum, or if you want to use a dark rum, there is no wrong choice. Everyone's taste is different, so go with what you want.
Yeah, there's really no wrong rum.
That is very true.
Okay, just go on and pour the whole bottle in there. Yep. How many ounces is that? That is
a 200 milliliter. Then we add some sparkling water.
What do you think it is about the mojito? It happens to be my favorite cocktail. And when I was pregnant with my daughter, who's now 7, the only thing I wanted besides a good night's sleep was a mojito.
Me too. I had never drank a mojito in my life. And when I got pregnant, I was like, I feel like drinking a mojito, which is the darndest thing when you're pregnant.
You know what? It's so refreshing. It's so refreshing, especially here in Florida. How popular is the drink here at the restaurant?
It is super popular. It probably comes in second to our sangria, but it is a perfect Florida cocktail.
It is. It's like a little vacation in a glass, and I'm smelling the mint already. Oh, yeah, this is going to be good.
Now, if you don't want to make the simple syrup at home, one trick would be to muddle it with some sugar, because the sugar would actually help break up the mint leaves. So that's a little shortcut in case you're in a rush and you haven't had time to make the simple syrup.
Okay, that's a good tip.
And then, of course, we have to add the lime.
Okay, a good squeeze of lime just with her bare hands. You've done this a time or two.
Yeah, I may have done this in the restaurant and at home a couple times. So we're adding about 2.5 limes. I always say when you're doing it at home, you could always add one lime, taste it, because you never know how much juice you're going to get out of a lime. I always drop a couple of the rinds in there. It makes it look pretty.
It does. It's got a nice bright green color, so you'll want to serve it in a clear glass, I would think.
So yes, we serve them in kind of an old-fashioned size glass, but you can put it in any size glass you want. We always garnish it with the mint leaves, with a lime wheel, and here at the restaurant, we put a sugarcane stick in it.
Oh, nice touch. Go ahead and pour it into the glass. Pour one for yourself, too, because this one's mine.
Okay, shall we cheers?
I think we should. All right, let's give it a taste.
Nothing better than a mojito at 9 a.m. It is almost the weekend after all.
Duty calls. You know what? It's so refreshing. So what's a good food to pair it with?
It could go with a Cuban sandwich. It could go with a salad. It could go with barbecue. It could go with pizza. It's one of those things, if you like a mojito, it'll go with anything.
That's great. Well, it's going with me. So Andrea Gonsmart-Williams, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And that's producer Dalia Colon speaking with Andrea Gonsmart-Williams of the Columbia Restaurant. You can find pictures and more stories and subscribe to our new podcast, The Zest, at thezestpodcast.com.